Welcome to the SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Holm, Associate Features Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on choosing a remote management platform when moving to a managed security services model. We're joined by Paul Rollmeyer, the independent security consultant who wrote the guide for us. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Hi, Elaine.
One of the first questions that you outlined in the FAQ guide was, what is your business and its data risks? Can you tell us a little bit about why this is important to know?
Well, Elaine, that's a great question to start with because the security architecture itself should be business-focused. It needs to be tailored to meet the particulars of individual organizations and should reflect the distinctions and the nuances in their data types. Organizations are going to use a variety of different protocols and rely on a variety of different systems, of course, based on industry, first and foremost. So that's going to be the first big break. Once you get into companies, even within the similar industry groups, you're going to also be presented with some unique differences based on their models, the protocols they rely on being the most important piece.
What are some examples of these different businesses that you could give to us?
Great. One that stands out today that's an emerging area is related to multimedia networking and particularly voice over IP. Organizations that are going to be running more than simply raw data across their network, where they're going to actually be doing things that are more real-time oriented and, again, voice-oriented, that creates a much more complex security problem. And therefore, the existence of voice over IP traffic on the network should be something that bears heavily when you're picking the tool and designing the architecture in general.
And in terms of data risks, another big aspect of that is regulatory compliance, right?
Absolutely. Regulatory compliance requirements continue to drive security for the vast majority of organizations that I work with. It is going to remain that way for the foreseeable future as well. And again, to tie back to the PowerPoint I was making about multimedia networking and voice over IP, I'm sure you can appreciate the increase in complexity as you're trying to manage voice data in addition to traditional data flows and streams.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, we have a lot of tips on our website about regulatory compliance, but none of them really address the importance of voice data. It's usually just, you know, data files, text documents, financial documents. Now, when it comes to actually working with a platform and working with a customer's network, what are some of the best ways to make sure that the platform is working? You know, what do you need the platform to do?
From a functional standpoint, there are some must-have features that the organization needs to look for. First and foremost, the platform is going to be used as a correlation, an aggregation point, and then ultimately a correlation tool for security incident event management. The ability to capture log information and triggers from the various sensors that the company has deployed throughout their network is really the essential component that we're trying to get at. The ability to gather those in an efficient manner and continue to leverage the resource advantages of using a managed service provider to go through all of this mundane review of log files, which, realistically, most of the log file reviews are going to show up with nothing of particular interest to you. In other words, most of the data is going to be benign. It's that challenge of finding the needle in the haystack that is quite the challenge. So from that description, you could probably appreciate the fact that you'd like to have an efficient event management capability that's going to help you sort and sift through that data very, very easily. The next piece should be some level of scanning capability to assist with both proactive scanning for just maintaining good network health, but also support the investigations that are going to inevitably take place as you identify possible incidents. The ability to execute particular queries and scans from the console is a real nice-to-have feature. Beyond that, you start to get into more management capabilities where you'd like the platform to be able to facilitate wide-scale management where you can manipulate, again, the remote devices and sensors to do things like change policies and rules as you fine-tune the architecture based on your observations of your network. One of the real benefits, I was going to say unintended consequences, but hopefully it is something you're seeking when you put these tools in, is that you're going to learn a tremendous amount about your network, much more so than you would have had prior to putting in this sort of a platform. So the ability to use the tool as a management vehicle also becomes very important.
Now, another aspect of choosing a platform is making sure that it works with a customer's existing network. How can you work around that? What are some guarantees that you need to make?
Right. Guarantee is always a funny word in technology.
That's true.
Because of the challenges with multiple platforms and vendors, despite the interoperability activities between vendors, you know, inevitably you're still going to have challenges. Nothing, of course, that a good technician or an architect cannot help you with. Nonetheless, much more problematic than just simply loading the software, installing the platform appliance, and letting it run. The key is to look at data types that are being output by the various network devices and making sure that the platform is capable of accepting feeds. At a very, very basic level, most of the platforms that are out there are going to, all of the platforms that are out there are going to be able to accept data in a variety of formats. However, there may be some difference in ease of use with regards to working in a truly wide-scale, multi-vendor, hierarchical environment. That's where you're really going to start to see distinctions between the platforms.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul.
Thanks, Elaine. It's a pleasure.
If you want to find out more about choosing a remote management platform, be sure to check out the FAQ guide at www.searchsecuritychannel.com/remote. This has been Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor at searchsecuritychannel.com, and thanks for tuning in.